Austin Cindric, driver of the number 2 Team Penske Ford, a Sunoco Rookie of the Year contender in the NASCAR Cup Series, and like I said, the current Daytona 500 champion. We will open it up to questions for Austin. If you have a question, please raise your hand, and we'll start here with Cole, and Yulisa has a mic for you.
Hi, Austin. Cole Cusimano with the Arizona Republic. You've had a lot of success at Phoenix. How do you balance like prior knowledge and experience from the Xfinity Series and now going to Cup in the next-gen car?
I think it's a great question. I think it's something that's pretty important to me this weekend, understanding, you know, I'm a big believer that, you know, we're still just driving cars on a racetrack. There's a lot of differences with the car and a lot of differences on the aero side, but it's still the same racetrack. You know, track prep-wise, it's, you know, perhaps evolved in a different way, probably than the last time we were here, and it'll continue to do so. But otherwise, it's still the same racetrack. So just trying to subjugate the things that I've learned about this car versus, you know, the things that I already know about the track.
And then there's been a lot of talk about racing, like, below the apron and the dog leg. How do you plan on approaching that? Are you going to be the first to maybe attempt that? Or
I will certainly not be the first one to attempt that. I'm sure there'd be plenty of people with that same answer, but I'll be interested to see if anybody does it in practice. You know, the difference is, you know, I would usually do it in practice. If I'm being honest, I'd usually do it in practice, like in my Xfinity car, just to see what I'm going to bend up. And sometimes, you know, that could be beneficial. Sometimes that could be negative. But, you know, traditionally we've usually had the opportunity to go back and fix it. Right now, if I break something and I go back and fix it, we have to start in the back. So I'm going to try my best not to break something in practice.
I can go up here to John.
Hey, Austin. John Haverman with the Circuit Journal. I just wanted to know, how do you feel about the Daytona 500 winning car being back in its traditional place?
Well, I'm really glad that we were able to find a solution there, and I think it really serves tradition properly. So it's obviously a source of pride as well to have that thing sitting there and be on display, and obviously pretty awesome achievement. Be cool to come back there in August and kind of see the whole display, and you know, they had the wall of winners or whatever, and you look at a lot of faces and names on there, and it's pretty surreal to think that I'll be among a lot of those guys.
Right there in the back.
Dan Hubbard, Motor Racing Network. Austin, do you think the notes and the data that will be gathered this weekend here at Phoenix Raceway, will they be held at a premium simply because you guys are returning here for championship weekend, or will they be superfluous because you may learn so much more about the car throughout the year?
I think all of the above. You know, you look at this weekend, and obviously it's the championship race. We'll be in the playoffs racing for a championship, and somewhere I obviously want to come back and have a purpose, you know, in November, but it's also our first short track race we're going to. You know, that's kind of the conclusion of the West Coast swing. We've kind of done every type of racetrack. We've had a high fall-off racetrack. We've, you know, had a traditional mile and a half, and now we have, you know, a short track somewhere we're going to be using the brake pedal. And I think there'll be a balance between, okay, what do we learn this weekend, and, man, how much we're going to evolve as a sport and as race teams by the time November comes around. So I think all of those things are certainly in my head, but yeah, I think this is certainly a solid foundation for your notebook to start the year.
You're standing there in the middle.
Jonathan Field, the Racing Experts. I'm just curious to know, compared to last year when you raced at Atlanta and Kansas, how did the car drive aero-wise last week at Las Vegas?
I would probably say more similarly to that than my Xfinity car. You know, you look at how much drag and downforce this car produces. I would say a lot of ways your on throttle time, your driving characteristics are probably more similar to a Truck Series car than maybe the Xfinity car is. So from that standpoint, I actually had to think back a few years, you know, racing to Vegas, you know, in a truck, not an Xfinity car, because you watch the Xfinity broadcast and you listen to those guys. I mean, they're all the way out of the gas on the brake, and you know, I don't think I touched the brake pedal except to go to pit road my whole weekend in Vegas, or, you know, in small traffic situations. But otherwise, aero-wise, you know, you can talk about all the different components on this car, but I think aero-wise is the biggest difference and the biggest thing that I think all the drivers are having to learn right now.
Nicholas Hodel for Arizona PBS Cronkite News. I'm curious about how comfortable you are with this next-gen car, driving it, and how that comfort level has perhaps increased over the last several weeks as you've gotten more races in.
I think it certainly has increased. You know, the funny thing is, I did like 2 laps of practice at Vegas. Obviously, Vegas is a really fast track. You're pulling a lot of corner loads, and you know, my my right butt cheek was on fire after like two laps because like I don't have the muscle memory for this car. Like, and the reason I say that is because, you know, like Xfinity cars or even the last previous generation cars, you have a lot more side force. The car has a lot more yaw in the corner and your body's in a different position. You're bracing yourself in a different position. Things that are just easy muscle memory are now, you know, oriented much different. It's like if you would have put your seat in a different spot. So those things are certainly becoming more normal, and that'll continue to progress. But I think it's just part of kind of having the muscle memory.
Any additional questions for Austin? Oh, Bob, right in there, back.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. If you've been asked, if it's been asked and answered, just skip it. But can you talk about the car going back to Daytona, the 500 car, and you know, is a, I guess what was it like to go back there already? And B, like, is there any plan for the car after Daytona? Have you negotiated anything with Roger yet?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that asked and answered, but as far as the car goes, I think I definitely don't think I'm first in line for any any ownership of that. It's Roger's car, and I think it'll stay that way.
We'll go back to John.
Michael McDowell wasn't here before, and I'm sure other drivers have been asked about it, but what is Atlanta going to look like next week? Is it going to look like Daytona?
I think it'll be a hybrid in a lot of ways, and I honestly don't know. I think we're preparing in some ways for it to be like that from a racing standpoint, but from a car standpoint and a necessity for grip, I think you still need to have drivability. I still think you need to practice, you know, being able to handle, still being able to stay close to guys. You know, I think that's probably one thing I've got in the top of my head is, you know, yeah, you're going to have drafting situations, but if I'm too tight to stay tucked up behind somebody, you know, from an aero situation, that's difficult. You know, the other thing is, like, tire-wise, it's a lot different than what we ran at Daytona and a lot different than what we're going to run at Talladega. So just from a stagger perspective. So interested to kind of see how that rebalances and how it races. I haven't driven a lap on the racetrack, and obviously we'll have practice. And, you know, there's a lot of different talk about the racing procedures and, you know, what it's going to look like. And I think as an industry, we have to probably be pretty open-minded throughout the weekend.
Any additional questions for Austin? All right, Austin, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.